In this episode of The Ziegler Show, a working mom with two kids and writing a book, and she hit burnout and needed a breakthrough. So I'm back with Erica Dewan, who was with me in episode 883 to talk about digital body language, which is the title of her new book. But she decided she wanted to be someone who woke up excited, not harried and stressed out. So she made a new plan for her life. She changed her daily habits to allow for peace and clarity and health. And she gave up some shallow pleasures to enable herself to enjoy deeper pleasures that she now cherishes. And you're going to hear that in this episode. It's yet another story of a normal person like you and me who made some small changes that produce abnormally great results. Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Miller. I host three podcasts where we have candid discussions regarding the root issues of personal change and growth. This is The Ziegler Show. It's ranked number two in all-time career podcasts in Apple Podcasts. Our focus here is growing your professional success by helping you grow into your full capacity. My Motive podcast is devoted to clarifying the reasons that drive you. In episode 31, I bring you a paradigm shift with a motive for temporary failures. I make a case for welcoming difficulty and temporary failures that come with doing anything of great value in our lives. My True Life podcast is aimed at getting you fully functioning physically so your body doesn't hold you back. In episode 74, we dig into trauma, how it affects our health, and what we can do about it. We're joined by celebrity guest Tana Amen, who, along with her husband Daniel Amen, runs the infamous Amen Clinics. Tana's first half of life was just besought with trauma. And today she's an established researcher on brain health. So incredibly interesting discussion. You can find all three of my shows in Apple Podcasts. Just search for Kevin Miller or go to my website, kevinmiller.co.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935. And I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Erica, this is a fun time to ask you about your habits and especially the important ones because you're in the middle, would you say, as the tour of the book launch, which happens in what, a week or so?
That's right.
So this is a great time because you're being pressured down. And what are the ones that even with the big book launch are not going to go by the wayside?
The top habits that matter most to me and that I live by religiously are, number one, sleeping early. I have two kids, both under 3 years old. One goes to bed at 7, one goes to bed at 7:30. And, you know, I don't have a huge house. I live in Manhattan. I have found that sleeping early and waking up early, whether that's sleeping at 8 or 8:30, if I can, and maybe I seem like an old geezer, but for me, it has been amazing versus, you know, what I used to do even a year ago, which was, you know, 10, 11 o'clock, sometimes, you know, binge watching Netflix until midnight, has transformed my life. It's given me a sense of energy. I can wake up at 5, 5:30 naturally and I start the day with intention. The second habit is quick moment of silence and breath when I start the day to just realign, to remind myself that I'm in my body. And as a mom of two young kids and fully working and in the midst of a book launch, I don't have a lot of time. And sometimes I have a crying child up at 5:30 with me. And so, you know, even if it's just a simple, you know, 2 minutes of breath, you know, or I listen to the Calm app for 10 minutes if I'm lucky to get 10 minutes, but it's not my circumstance to get even that much or more than that in a regular day. Third habit is a breakfast of 3 boiled eggs. For some reason, I found that just having that healthy protein in the morning builds my sense of energy. And it's completely different if I even have cereal or I have, you know, a bagel. I don't have the same energy, but 3 boiled egg whites has been fantastic for me. And then the fourth habit is intentional. You know, I'm a busy working professional, and the intentional time of at least 1 hour with my children every day towards the end of the day, whether it's giving my daughter a bath, reading my son a book, you know, in some ways it's for them, but it's really for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we spend so much of our day at work, we don't have time for play. And I find so much joy in what they give me, which is an hour of true play to reimagine, to be creative, and to truly connect with them. And again, I think it's all about me. It is about them, but I'm lucky to be on the journey with them. So those are the four habits that really shape my life.
I like it. I want to dig into them a little bit. So especially not only going to sleep early, but that even as close to a year ago, you said you were not doing that. I want to know about that time. Was there something you were exposed to, something somebody said, something you felt specifically that you said, okay, I don't want that. More than binge watching on Netflix. And let's just say entertainment, relaxation, not a bad thing, but more than that, I want X. What happened?
I just hit a massive burnout period.
Okay.
I was exhausted. I would wake up angry. I would wake up frustrated. You know, I found myself just hitting the cliff, and I needed a breakthrough. And I was lucky to take a walk around that time with a good friend named Aisha Bursell. Aisha Bursell is the author of a book called Design the Life You Love. And her big credo, you know, mission is to really encourage us to think about, who do we admire? Who are our heroes? And how do we just be more like them instead of trying to, you know, achieve whatever external success factors are out there or what our parents wanted.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I really took a step back, I thought about, you know, how I wanted to be someone that woke up excited and energized. And Aisha actually told me that one of the things she did when she had young children, and which her kids are in high school now, she said, I struggled like you with this, Erica, too, as a working professional in a pandemic. We haven't even, you know, added that on top of this in a 2-bedroom apartment in New York City. But she said to me, you know, I would start getting up really early, and it gave me space for myself. And then I could be present to everyone else. And I think my exhaustion was I didn't create the space for myself. And that's what really led to the shift to sleeping early and realizing that I wasn't missing much late at night and I was getting so much more out of the day.
So that is part of the point, is to be up before the kids. And
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Which I'm grateful that we're hearing that more and more and more and more. And I had to come to it as well. And I struggle with it because I've got older kids who want to do fun things at night, and then the younger kids. So it's a bit of a tension there, but yeah, that time in the morning is so powerful, but that's great to hear. And actually I want to, it was Design the Life You Love by who again? Say that name again.
Aisha Bursell.
Spell it for me.
AYSEBIRSEL.
Okay. I love the title of that, and somebody to impart into our lives is the most powerful thing. So 2 moments of silence and breath. You said the Calm app for 10 minutes. So I want to ask you about that because, again, meditation is such a common thing that we're hearing. Or, you know, people say it in different ways now. Some people try to not use the word meditation, but they want to say, yeah, I take this time and be present or whatnot. Is that something, again, what brought you Have you done that for a long time? Is there something that brought you to saying, hey, that's an exercise I want to take on?
You know, as someone who grew up in Indian culture, you know, my parents came from India in the 70s to the United States. Yoga and, you know, creating moments for meditation and mantras were part of my upbringing. They're what we did at temple. They weren't, you know, a fad or something new that I tried in my 30s. They were part of my childhood. And I remember, you know, definitely times in my 20s where I often let go a lot of that stuff. And I just could see the levels of anxiety in my life. And I would say about 15 years ago, I started a regular, you know, practice around meditation. And of those 15 years, I think over those 15 years, I've had probably about 6 or 7 years of consistent meditation. Because I've lost it in certain periods and then I got it back. And that's, you know, if you lose it, it finds you again because you realize when you need it.
Yeah.
And what I also learned for me is that meditation is a space for me to reflect in the way that I want to reflect in that moment, which means, you know, I've done everything from the YouTube video meditations, the guided visualizations, the Calm app. Recently, I also did Deepak Chopra's, you know, 21-day, you know, free yoga and meditation, you know, experience. And so it, you know, I found that it's the experience of just creating space to be centered and to catch my breath and to actually breathe versus how I do it. And that's what can change naturally.
I love hearing because I was going to ask that. Okay. So specifically, I like to know, so, you know, how do you approach it? Do you have the specific, I do this, you know, specific blah, 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 that you're taking the discipline of the time, the benefit of the time, but allowing yourself to do it in different ways. I like that because as my own bias, I like that too, to let there be a season of that. And sometimes I start feeling imprisoned to it and to be free to do something like it's exercise. I'm going to exercise.
Like exercise. But sometimes you don't want to do weight training anymore. Yes. You want to do the Peloton or you want to do a dance class or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, let me ask that. So on that, do you do primarily an exercise regime? What are you doing right now there? Even historically, tell me about that one.
Yeah. So I think this is an interesting question because in the last 3 years, I've birthed 2 children. My children are 14 months apart. So I didn't have a normal routine as, you know, or an easy, consistent, perfect habit because life happens. We all have circumstances, whether that's hurting our foot or being pregnant and not being able to do lots of things or whatever it may be. And so for me, actually, after I had my son, you know, about, I would say, right around when the pandemic hit, about, you know, a year ago, a little more than a year ago now, I started a very regular routine. Again, I thought, you know, I was finally done with having kids and I'd finally go back to workout classes and be able to, you know, have people push me. And then the quarantine hit and I had no option after 3 years of being limited in my workouts already. And so I just said, what is in my power now? And because I know how much moving my body helps me. And I downloaded with my husband those Beachbody tapes of Shanti, those insanity tapes.
I've done them, yeah.
And together, starting last March. By the way, in March 2020, after I had my son, I had him in February 2020, I was 185 pounds after 2 children in 2 years, basically. And doing those insanity workouts 6 days a week with my husband, 30 minutes a day, I lost 50 pounds.
Whoa.
6 months. Wow. Wow. And now I do continue to do them religiously. I do mix it up now, similar to like what we talked about, Kevin, but actually in many ways, the quarantine gave me a space to just stop looking elsewhere and start looking within and looking at what's in my power simply on my phone. And if we have that wherewithal within, we can change our habits. Yeah. We can achieve our goals, whether it's fitness, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, or physically.
I love it. And I do have to say I can relate a little bit. Now, I didn't birth the children, but we've got a bunch and we have 2 different sets, I'll say, that are both literally almost to the day, 15 months apart. And so I understand two in diapers, and it's kind of like twins, but not even. Sometimes I thought twins might have been easier because at least they're in the same diaper, you know. Now you get two.
I agree. We didn't get lucky. We had Irish twins, and it was more work, but we love them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. Okay, so you talked about breakfast, three boiled egg whites. Of course, there are so many. I have another show, the True Life Podcast, where we talk about health and wellness, of course, diet. You know, there's 101 different methodologies that everybody does. Do you have, aside from that, any specific diet that you adhere to?
Well, you know, I think that last year in particular, the year that I lost 50 pounds in 6 months, which I've never done before.
So, so impressive, you know, by the way.
And during the pandemic, for me, it wasn't the quarantine, it was the loss of weight. And I think actually being at home helped me with that. Maybe I had no time to eat. But when it comes to, you know, health and wellness and food, one of the things that I did was the paleo, you know, routine of really amping up my protein intake. And I've seen such powerful results of that. I think that in a weight loss period, it was very, very rigid and following those rules. Now, I think I believe in creating space to enjoy food, and whether that's, you know, if I want to eat some pasta or, eat a steak versus, you know, eating a, you know, a gluten-free, salad or sandwich. I think what I have followed and what has worked is to have some regular rhythms, like the boiled eggs that set me for the day. And then by dinner, to give some space for fun and creativity, whether I want to have something just delicious and not healthy or something very healthy. Yeah. And I think that not being so rigid now, but having one meal of regular structure has been most helpful.
You are listening to The Ziglar Show and this Habits episode with Erica Dwan. And I encourage you to listen to us in episode 883, where we talk about her message and her new book, Digital Body Language. You can find her at Erica, E-R-I-C-A, Dwan, D-H-A-W-A-N.com. Next, I ask her about her burnout that happened during the end of writing this incredible book. And she says it was crazy, but also perfect. So stay tuned.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point. but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a five-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer. Of course, it would be great to start a business with millions of customers already on your website, but that is what Amazon FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, offers. FBA is a program that Amazon started where they lend their entire fulfillment network to their sellers. That means they pick, pack, and ship your products, handle returns, and customer service. Amazon FBA is for anyone wanting to start a business. Helium 10 is an all-in-one software tool for entrepreneurs to help them start, build, and grow a business on Amazon. Helium 10 has served over 1 million users worldwide. They track over 2 billion products on Amazon, and Helium 10 has over 30 tools to help you research, start, and manage your business on Amazon. You can learn the right way to sell on Amazon from the start. Learn everything you need to know about an Amazon business, from how to find a product, create a listing, grow your sales, and more. A big lesson that I learned in online business is the power of continuity and trust. Meaning if you're selling and shipping products, nobody does it more than Amazon, so their structure is what people trust. And if you use Helium 10, you not only harness their help and customers, but the trust millions of people have with them and Amazon. You can start your own journey and build your business on Amazon today. Helium 10 has a really stout offer for us. Ziglar listeners get 50% off their first month of Helium 10 Platinum when you go to Helium10.com. That's the number 10, and use the code Ziglar when you check out. So Helium10, that's 10.com, and use code Ziglar. For anyone in sales, I encourage you to check out Reply. It's a sales automation platform that streamlines prospecting, helping you acquire new customers and grow revenue with minimum effort. Reply allows you to scale your lead generation while maintaining a personal touch with your multi-channel campaigns. You can eliminate routine manual tasks so you get to focus on value-generating activities and increase your efficiency. By creating a sustainable lead generation flow that runs on auto pilot, you can save up to 7 hours per week for each sales rep on manual follow-ups and campaign management. Imagine what you can get done in that amount of saved time and close 10% more deals, so you'll scale your outreach without sacrificing the quality of engagement. I wonder if the claim of saving 7 hours is actually a bit stingy, as aside from just the task time, my experience with myself and others is there's so much inefficiency and just stress around all the complications that in itself accounts for more than just the time. So you can sign up for a 14-day free trial, no credit cards required, at reply.io. And for Ziglar Show listeners, get a one-time $100 discount for Reply with the code REPLYPOD when purchasing a paid plan. That's reply.io. Use the code REPLYPOD for $100 off a paid plan. I want to jump back to something that I forgot about too, is you talked about kind of that burnout about, you know, a year ago or so too. If I take that back, then you've got these little kids. And as I'm holding your book that's about to launch, you must have been right in the midst of this. Did you question your timing a little bit on that? I think, is this really the time I want to do this?
You know, I think it was crazy and it was perfect.
Okay.
It was both.
Okay.
I feel so blessed to have two healthy children. And for me, it wasn't easy to get pregnant instantly and have children. And I'm a little on the older side. My mother would call it a geriatric pregnancy. Wow. But I think in many ways, I just feel so grateful that I've been able to, and many people struggle with this and have a lot of grace. I feel grateful to have kids, and I guess they chose me in their timing. And I've been working on my new book, Digital Body Language, for 4 years. Wow. And I actually thought it was going to come out in 2020. And I remember really being upset. I couldn't get it done in 2019, by the mid of 2019. I didn't have my creative flow. I was having small children at home.
Yeah.
But in some ways, you know, having the pandemic as well, it allowed for this creative flow to truly finish. And I've learned that, you know, the timing is right and the universe guides the timing. And in some ways there have been crazy moments, but creativity flows in the way that it flows.
Yeah.
And I can only honor that.
Thank you. Last one then I want to hit on, and this is an area that I've become more and more curious about all the time, is kind of the aspect of just things that you do for you, just for, I mean, not all these are for you, but the things that you do that are just for Erica, this may, you know, put it into the label or category of personal care, self-care, or play or fun. I mean, it could be hobbies, you know, and whatever it may be, the things that you do that light you up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
I love to dance.
There's perfect.
I love to put on some Beyonce and dance around my 5x7 office before a virtual keynote speech. I love to sing children's songs with my kids and move around the room. And, you know, I think that moving my body brings me an element of joy. And I think also, you know, Kevin, you know, I was a shy and introverted girl growing up and I wasn't very vocal, but one of the things I loved was dancing and expressing myself. So I think that's something that brings me a lot of joy, and it is a regular practice, not always perfect and disciplined, but I keep consistently going back to it throughout my life. The other thing, I think this is just a guilty pleasure, is massages. I'll be honest, I'm a big fan of them, especially in a very stressful 2 years, you know, with all my body changes with work. And I have found even just a discipline of a massage every 2 weeks. It's not, again, leisure. For me, it was critical. And I think there's no shying away from that. I think we need spaces to relax, and especially in quarantine, that's harder for than ever. And luckily I had someone I knew that I was able to meet and go to her space when things started to open up in New York.
That right there, though, even you talking about, it's kind of a guilty pleasure. That's why I ask it, because I'm saying that I wanted people to hear that. So those two massages a week are what Erica does.
A massage every 2 weeks.
Every two weeks. But that's what Erica does. That's an investment that you make in yourself that it has helped you get to right here on this show with this book and everywhere else you're going to be, that's so important.
There is one more, Kevin.
Please.
And it was, I would take myself out to breakfast every Thursday to just dream and think, and I would bring my journal. And I couldn't do that for a lot of the pandemic when, you know, dining was closed, but I started doing it again. And I'll tell you, it has been amazing.
So it's just kind of, is that just kind of a creative, kind of an inspired thing? Go to a nice place. Okay. Okay. Love it. Love it. Thank you. Thank you for the behind the scenes. That was fun stuff to get into and gave me some thoughts as well. So thank you for sharing some behind the scenes and giving yourself to the show again.
Thank you for having me, Kevin, and absolutely, for the space you create for all of us.
Well, there you go. And again, friends, I really encourage you to listen to episode 883, where Erica and I talk about her message in her new book, Digital Body Language. And you can find Erica at Erica, E-R-I-C-A, Dhawan, Dhawan.com. Coming up in episode 886, I ask the question, what have you spent money on to learn about business or to grow your business in the last 24 months? Tom Ziegler and I talk through the comments and list out what people are really most spending money on today and why.